2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Well, once again, I wake up in the Mercedes-Benz Jingle Ball interview lounge.
Weird. How did you get there?
So nice.
I just woke up here. I don't know. I guess I fell asleep here last night. Yeah, we're getting ready for Jingle Ball. I'm going to interview a couple of artists this week, and we're going to play it back during the big CW Jingle Ball extravaganza, sponsored by, of course, Capital One.
I got to say, this is the weirdest year because we haven't done all the things we normally do. But Jingle Ball is the one that I feel like I'm most affected by because we've been doing it for so many years since Jingle Ball started. And to not be going to one this year, it just doesn't feel right. It's so weird.
It's a whole season we're missing, like the season of Jingle Ball. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going today to Jingle Ball. Actually,
oh, is that it?
I'm going to be on a special set in Manhattan with Ryan Seacrest, and we're going to record stuff, just a few ins and outs, and they're putting clothes on me with a fire in a fireplace, and I don't know. What we'll say. That's
Elvis,
today.
I need your help.
What's that, Brody? Do you need backstage passes?
Yeah. So normally when we have Jingle Ball, my kids want to get backstage and meet, you know, whoever they want to meet. And so sometime around 6 or 7 months ago, my middle daughter said, if Harry Styles is coming to Jingle Ball, I have to go and you have to get me backstage. So then, of course, we don't have a backstage because we're not having it. So then she said, whatever, you know, stage or arena or iHeart Theater, wherever you're taping it, you got to get me in. Then I told her he's doing it from his house. So she said, ask Elvis, you got to get me into his house.
Oh, sure, no problem.
So I just need you to make some calls so my daughter and I can get into Harry Styles' house to record the Jingle Ball.
I tell you what you do. Tell your daughter that she's going backstage, okay? And
Fantastic.
Then as you're watching it on the CW, after the performance, walk her behind the TV and tell her this is backstage.
You know what's funny? So this year they're doing virtual meet and greets, and normally it's like, hey, can we get tickets or can we get meet and greet passes to meet? It's can we get the link to meet blah blah blah?
It is.
Yep. Virtual.
It is.
Yeah.
It's wild. Wow, the wind is picking up out here again.
We have another
hurricane coming through. Anyway, so welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. There's Froggy looking great today. You should be very proud, Froggy. You're doing so well. You look fantastic.
Thank you. My hair is starting to come back, except in the one spot where my incision is, no hair. Check this out. Look how weird it looks. So my hair is really starting to come back on the rest of my head.
Yeah.
Look on the side.
It's not that bad.
It won't grow back. No.
I guess you can't grow hair on concrete. So my head's hard.
Okay.
Pay for those lines.
Not happening.
Danielle, there's Danielle in her basement.
Hello.
Oh, look at the Christmas extravaganza going on behind Gandhi and her boyfriend's house in Michigan.
Yeah.
Does he want you to do all this, or are you kind of like taking over and just saying this is what we're doing?
Oh, no. This is all him. He loves this.
Oh, good.
It ain't my house. I can't really do anything to it. And he was like, no, let's put the decorations up because they make him happy. So this is just the beginning. Yeah.
My kind of guy.
Looks great. And they're scary in our master control facility, which by this time, usually we have decorated with Christmas.
Right. And so far, nothing. The lobby is.
Is the lobby decorated?
They're doing the lobby right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Lobby.
We decided yesterday that we are only going to have possibly my mom over for Thanksgiving if she feels comfortable, right? And then we were talking about Christmas, and it was the first time that my husband actually said, I think we're just going to put them up early. We're not waiting for Thanksgiving this year. We're going to put them up. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Good.
Like, everybody just needs, just needs that little bit of cheer, you know? It's crazy.
I'm excited. I ordered all my Christmas decorations. Yeah. I ordered a tree, everything.
So, yeah, we're getting a new tree this year. We get a fake one. We don't get a real
one. It's not here yet. Yeah. I can't wait till it gets here. And there's Straight Nate sitting out in the room next to Scary, out of the Petri dish.
You fart? No. It's my Forrest Gump wave.
I'm coming back to you, Scotty. I'm coming back to Scotty. There's Garrett in his kitchen, and there's Dave Brody in the den. Hi, Dave Brody in the den.
Hello from the den.
So, Scotty B, don't we all agree he's just phobic
about
so many things?
The weirdest nice character I ever met.
So, Nate bought this shampoo, which I could have talked you out of that to begin with. I wish you would have called me.
Sorry.
He doesn't want it, so he tried it, didn't like it. He wanted to give it to Scotty.
Yeah. And there was nothing wrong with it. And this particular shampoo, it's in like a freaking Costco-sized bottle. I mean, it's enormous. I used it one time. I probably took, I don't know, a tablespoon out of the thing. And I'm not going to use it again because I didn't like the way it made my hair. So I texted Scotty last night. I said, hey, I have this brand new conditioner. I used it one time, and that's it. I'm not going to use it again. Do you want it? Is there any you have any use for it? And he goes, no, that's just weird. It's been in your shower.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Why is it strange? Why? How come you can't use a bottle of shampoo that was used one time in someone's shower?
Because he touched his balls. He touched the container.
But you're clean in the shower. Everything's clean with the soap.
No, would you buy used health and beauty aids on eBay? No. I don't want someone's used.
Yeah, but it's
crap.
Not. Yeah, but it's not just some rando. It's Nate. Yeah. Like you know, he used it one time. He didn't need it, and now you're like, you don't want it because
but you know what? They just moved into this new house, and the shower that other people were in there before
Dude,
him.
It's not a used bar. It's not a used bar of soap.
Yeah, the item that you're using is in a bottle. He didn't shove the bottle up his ass.
How do you don't know
did
that.
You, wait, did
you don't
you
know
Nate,
that.
Did you shove it up your ass?
That bottle's way too big to go up my ass.
Okay. Okay. Well, what size bottle would work?
Maybe a travel size? I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I feel like we're all missing the fact that Nate said the shampoo sucked and he didn't like the way it made his hair feel, so he offered it up to Scotty.
Listen, yeah. Scotty doesn't care.
Scotty's not picky.
If it's free, it's for me, says Scotty.
That's the same as at a restaurant. Oh, my food tastes like shit. Here, you want it? Would you like it?
Yes.
No.
You want this?
When Scotty's kids were younger, he came over to my house once and he brought them this like generic yogurt and they didn't like it. And he's like, it's on sale. You have to eat it. And his wife Amy was like, this is what he does to us.
Listen, but the fact is, Scotty gets skeeved. He gets all skeeved out over silly things.
I accidentally used Amy's toothpaste one time and I was like,
what? You have separate toothpaste?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Do you have the same toothbrush? No, it's separate.
No, but the toothpaste never touches the actual brush.
It touches the brush.
Do you guys have sex? Like, it's, come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
The share toothpaste.
Toothpaste is supposed to fall out of the of the tube, like duty coming out of a cat.
The tip touches it, and it brushes the bristles.
Just the tip?
Lord. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But then you shove your tongue down your wife's mouth. I mean,
exactly.
That's different. That's different. That turns me on. Toothpaste doesn't.
Oh, my gosh.
He's weird. But by the way, Scotty is one of these after another. He is filled with these weird
idiosyncrasies. That one time that I left my bathing suit at my parents' house, and my mom was like, here, your dad wore it by mistake. I washed it. I said, keep it. I don't want that thing.
It's your dad.
My dad's balls were in it. I don't want it.
He made you.
You used to be in your dad's balls.
Yeah.
Right.
Who hasn't been in your dad's balls? I mean, come on.
I think we all have.
No. Hello.
Scotty needed to borrow a pair of pants from someone, and I feel like somebody offered it up, and he said absolutely not. He would never actually borrow the pants. He had to go buy them instead.
Why won't you borrow
because
pants?
Because he didn't trust.
Because listen, I get it. And you're going to say, oh, well, people try it on in the store.
Yes.
But what I don't know doesn't hurt me. I knew that his balls were in the pants. I don't want it.
So you have a thing against balls, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
Scotty, you never buy a used shirt on eBay?
Never. Used? No.
Like a cereal shirt? No.
Is there anyone on this show that you would share pants with?
No, I don't. Not sharing pants.
If you had to,
I would go naked. I would walk down the street in my Mack Weldon underwear.
So you would never ever shop at a thrift store and wear anything there.
A thrift store? No,
really?
Never. I donate, but I will never buy stuff.
Okay, all right.
So other people could put pants on that your balls have been in, but you don't want to put pants on that somebody else's balls have been in.
Those people just are not as quirky as me. What can I tell you?
See, okay, but Scotty B, the first thing I learned about him, which was way over 20 years ago when we first met, was. If you brush your teeth while taking a shower, he will vomit just having the conversation.
That's right.
Oh.
Why?
Really?
But that has nothing to do with balls. I'm trying to figure out the connection.
I don't know. Just one time, a long time ago, a girl was in the shower with me, and she was brushing her teeth, and her toothpaste went in between my toes. And that just was a nightmarish situation for me. I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
Okay, brushing your teeth in the shower with another person is a little bit strange. But alone, I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
No, why can't you just do it when you get out? Damn. What, are you going to save that much time?
It's multitasking.
No.
Yeah, you don't want hair water on your toothbrush.
That's right.
Scotty, can you show everyone the video eventually of you changing, who is it, Ashley's diaper for the first time?
Oh, boy, that was a fiasco. Yeah.
He was in full PPE, so just think what doctors and nurses are wearing in the medical field right now. That's what Scotty B was wearing when he changed his daughter's diaper for the first time.
Oh, my God.
You got over that, right? I didn't even get to completion.
I just and I ran away.
But you've worked your way through that now. Yeah, now you can change diapers.
Right, you know, so you could work your way into wearing somebody else's balls or pants
balls. Using their shampoo.
I can't explain it. Like, look, when my wife gets old and she needs me to change her diaper, I will.
Front to back.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. Thank
That's
you,
right,
Scary.
Very key, Scary. Front to back.
Not my parents. If my parents ever are in, they have, you know, have diapers, I will not change their diapers.
What, Scotty? They changed your diapers. Dad.
I don't want to see the old man balls. I can't.
Again, balls.
I got
you know,
it.
One day yours
I'm on Scotty's side
balls.
Here at this point. I'm not changing my parents'
yeah,
diapers either.
Yeah, I don't think I'll pay.
You guys are terrible.
You're
they
bad
all
people.
Change your diapers. You owe them that when they get old.
Right.
No.
Well, I mean, look, if you have someone coming in to change them, let them do it.
Scotty, there's a difference in an 8-month-old shit and an 80-year-old shit. There's a big difference.
Guys,
yeah, but that 80-year-old shit used to wipe your 8-month-old shit and take care of your
guys,
whole life.
Guys, we're doing it again.
What?
We've gone down that road.
Poop.
We've gone down.
You're such a school marm with that.
Guys, we're doing it again.
Late.
Teacher,
dude,
you didn't collect our homework.
We're driving down Brown Street. Why? Every podcast has.
What
wait,
can Brown
Gandhi,
do for you?
Did you just use the term school marm?
That's what he was.
You guys, we're doing it again.
He even tilted his head to the side in like disappointment. That was very school marmy.
Gandhi's offended by the term Brown Street.
Yeah, I am.
Oh my gosh, Brody.
Brody and Scary dressing alike today.
I know, I saw that.
We're maroon
oh,
two.
Yeah.
Maroon two.
Look at that.
Scary, you were late hitting that button there.
Well, we got the podcast going. Got bigger.
Well, I know, but
bigger
what about the
here?
10 million people listening?
Yeah. He just said the bigger business is over here.
Hold on a second. How much dead air do we just have, Scary?
Just
Scotty?
It's just a second or two. Maybe 2 seconds. Yeah.
A second and a half.
Yeah.
But that's like wait. Lifetime, a second
it
or
is.
Two.
It is.
I love how you guys aren't here. Scary's... You miss the occasional, you know, Scotty screaming out, yo, 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 hit it. We're Scary.
You ever notice Scary's one of those people where he's like, oh, just a second, maybe a second or two. The first answer is never really what happened. You have to let him get there. He eases his way into it.
And by the way, we never believe anything he says.
We're getting text messages, 30 seconds of dead air.
Yeah, look at that. Hey, Nate, how many times per day does Scotty have to scream out to Froggy, push the button?
To Scary? I wouldn't say every day. I'd say maybe like every
Every few days.
Once every couple of days it happens.
It depends on how Stern has a good guest.
Alex. He's getting his hair cut
today. I'm going to go for a haircut.
There you go. He's going to get it, the place he goes in the mall or the shopping center, it costs like $4.
You should get a mall cut, not just one while you're there.
Okay, Dad. Okay.
$4. All right.
Don't forget he has to put them in a baggie so that you can sprinkle them through your yard and keep the deer
you
out.
You sprinkle them in the yard and it keeps the deer away. So bring your hair home.
Someone.
Doesn't urine work too?
What? I'll just trim your back.
Oh, shut up. Get the
fuck out.
I love that.
Somebody asked me on Instagram once why during the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast am I always looking like this and I'm always looking away.
Because
I'm looking at the computer counting down because I have work to do while this is going on.
See, the thing is, if you don't see Scary doing this, that means we have dead air.
Yes.
Or if I've asked the question, Scary, do you think you have a future in this business?
No.
I don't know. The future's kind of bleak.
It is. I love the word bleak.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, how much time we have left, Frog?
2.5 minutes.
Oh, crap.
No, excuse me. A minute and a half. Sorry, a minute
you
and a half.
Said oh, crap
look
again.
At that.
We just call it. Like, no, I think that was entertaining. People got their money's worth. If
we
drag
done anything.
It out, they're just going to say, I'm not listening to that shit anymore.
All we did was, like, chastise Scotty B. That's
because
all
he doesn't like balls.
Oh, can I say something else that he does?
What?
Okay. So one day I drank a soda, or I had a can, right? And I was going to throw away the can. He goes, don't throw that away. That's however much. How is that, 5 cents, Scotty?
Yes, Nate, it's a nickel.
Nickel. So it's 5 cents. So I go, you're really going to take this can home? He goes, sure, why not?
I was returning cans that day.
So then the next day I catch him throwing away Tupperware. And like Tupperware that you can put in the dishwasher and reuse.
Kick him money back for that.
But he goes to me, he goes, what do I care? It's a quarter. So wait, you would throw away a quarter when I was throwing away a nickel?
But I recycled it. That's all that matters. See, I take it back to the store to recycle.
Okay.
Not so much the
but
nickel.
But then you have to buy it again, Scotty.
You got to buy the
Why are you throwing away the Tupperware?
Behind the scenes here, we got a pallet of Heineken 00 delivered, and Scotty is waiting for us to finish each can so he could rinse it out and bring it to the store to get his money back.
Smart man.
Nice.
That's awesome. Good for you, Scotty.
Aww.
Look, it's funny because Rachel in engineering just bought me an empty toner cartridge because I bring them back and get $2 each at Staples.
Really? You get money back?
You are the cheapest motherfucker around, bro.
My kid's school, My kids' school supplies get paid for every year from this place, empty toner cartridges.
I didn't know that you could make money off of empty toner cartridges.
Yeah, Brody, get on that.
I'm already on that, dude. Come on.
All right.
Scotty knows like all the little tricks.
I mean, I just go to Best Buy and I dump them in the bin or something, and that's I walk away.
Scary. I buy them like for 20 cents each cheap ink on eBay and then hand them back in to Staples for $2.
Yeah, that's a good scam.
Oh, that is.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we should have ended this a minute and a half ago.
I think so.
Nate had a point. He had a point.
Yeah, we have definitely gone down.
Now Scotty can
down.
Buy fresh shampoo.
Can we get out of here?
If yes. I want a rich man.
Have a happy week. Tomorrow, let's have an entertaining 15-minute morning show podcast. What do you say?
Unlike this one?
Yeah. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.